The LSST Era of Supermassive Black Holes Accretion Disk Reverberation Mapping, by Angelka B. Kovacevic et al. The Vera C. Rubin Observatory Legacy Survey of Space and Time LSST will detect an unprecedentedly large sample of actively accreting supermassive black holes with typical accretion disk AD sizes of a few light days. This brings us to face challenges in the reverberation mapping room measurement of AD sizes in active galactic nuclei AGNs using interband continuum delays. We examine the effect of LSST cadence strategies on AD room using our metric AGN time lag metric. It accounts for redshift, cadence, the magnitude limit, and magnitude corrections for dust extinction. Running our metric on different LSST cadence strategies, we produce an atlas of the performance estimations for LSST photometric room measurements. We provide an upper limit on the estimated number of quasars for which the AD time lag can be computed within 1,000 sources in each deep drilling field, DDF, 10 square dag, in any filter, with the redshift distribution of these sources peaking at Z1. We find the LSST observation strategies with a good cadence, 5 days, and a long cumulative season, 9 years, as proposed for LSST DDF, are favored for the AD size measurement. We create synthetic LSST light curves for the most suitable DDF cadences and determine room time lags to demonstrate the impact of the best cadences based on the proposed metric. This was the LSST Era of Supermassive Black Holes Accretion Disk Reverberation Mapping by Angelka B. Kovacevic et al.